Well, hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors. You know, we may be hunting hogs one week or catching fish the next. I do a lot of different fun stuff in the outdoors as an old outdoors writer. But today, we're going to talk about making corned venison and pastrami from corned venison. Now, a lot of people may be surprised to learn that pastrami is basically the next step from corned meat, corned venison, corned beef. You have to have cured meat before you can make pastrami. So basically, it's a really easy process. It probably sounds difficult. I know when I started thinking about making pastrami and corned beef, or corned venison in this case, I was a little bit skeptical if I'd have the skills. You can do it. Here's how you do it. I started with an Axis backstrap, probably 4 inches across by about maybe 18 inches long at the max. Primo venison, no doubt. It could be made from mule deer, elk, whatever. And a good lean cut is what you would want if you're using venison. Now, beef, you can have a little fat in beef, but venison, you want it to be lean. So a backstrap lends itself perfectly to making corned venison. I always want to say corned beef, but it's the same thing, basically, just from a different critter. Here's what you do. You need a cure and a brining solution. You need to brine the backstrap. And Butcher Packer Supply handles everything you need for the kits. You don't have to worry about buying all the individual spices and mixing them in the cures. You can buy a corned beef or corned venison kit. And you mix, basically you start out with, this is enough for 2 gallons of brine. I only needed a gallon, so I used half the kit, half the solution there. But you put your, in a big plastic container is what I use. You could use a crock or whatever. But I mix the gallon of liquid, of water, and with the sodium nitrate, that's the cure, and then the seasonings. And I let it cure for about 6.5 days. 6 to 7 days is about what you want. You want it to be at around 38 degrees in your refrigerator. And about every couple of days, I'd go in there and just swish. It's a round container. I'd just shake it around a little bit and stir, incorporate the cure into all the meat. So let it cure for about a week, let's say. It's nothing. None of this is exact other than the amounts of cure that you use. But in about a week, you will have cured venison. At this point, you have two options. Let's start with say you want to make a Reuben sandwich, and you want to make your own corned venison. Well, you've basically got it right there. You can cut a piece of that backstrap off, and now you want to simmer it for about 2 hours real lightly, you know, just a light boil. And that actually tenderizes it even more. At that point, you have corned venison. You can slice that up and put you some Thousand Island dressing on and some sauerkraut on a rye bread, and you've got it right there. So that's corned venison. See how easy that is to make? Anybody could, you know, put the meat in a solution for about a week, take it out and simmer it real slowly for a couple hours. That makes it tender. Corned venison. Now, I took it a step farther. In this kit from Butcher Packer Supply, they sent the seasonings to make pastrami. Okay, so I took the rest of that backstrap and rubbed the pastrami cure all over it heavily. It's pastrami seasoning is what it is. So I coated it real good all sides, wrapped it up in foil, put it in the refrigerator overnight. Then putting it in that refrigerator just does kind of meshes all those seasonings in with the top of the surface of that meat. So then I took it and put it in my Smoking Tex electric smoker. Now remember, it's cured meat, so you can cold smoke it. But the whole key is to bring it up to 160. So I started smoking it at about 150 with some pecan wood, got a good smoke on it. And then I actually wrapped it when I thought I had enough smoke, wrapped it in foil and brought mine up to 165. Bingo, there's the pastrami. I hope you learned something in today's show, folks. I'm always experimenting with cooking fish and game. Till this time next week, be safe in the outdoors and have fun. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.